So does cooking feel like a chore? Well, it doesn't have to be like that. Listen on to discover why more food lovers need to press the easy button on everyday meals and what becomes possible when you learn how to let cooking be simple and easy. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Okay, so welcome to Joyful Eating. So this week we're going to be talking about why more food lovers need to press the easy button on everyday meals. But before we get to that, the best bite I had this week was I've been rereading Nigella's beautiful book, Cook, Eat, Repeat, her latest book, listening to the audiobook version. I just love listening to Nigella read and talk about food. It's so good. But anyway, she's got a whole chapter on anchovies and like at the very beginning of the book. And she talks about this anchovy elixir. And so I was like, right, I have to make something like this. So yeah, it's like an anchovy sauce where you puree up anchovies with, I use some wine vinegar and olive oil and garlic, and just you get this like amazing umami like explosion. So definitely one for the anchovy lovers. It's so good. And I've got a little bit left, so I'm going to have it today with some broccoli and boiled eggs. But I've had it with broccoli and poached eggs, which is amazing on the weekend. And then I had it again with roast chicken and kale. And I was just like, I have to go. And actually, anchovies are on my shopping list because I want to get more because it's just so good. Plan for today is, first I'll share the story behind the easy button episode. Then we're going to look at the three stages of cooking mastery just to identify where you are in terms of your relationship with cooking. And then we're going to look at why cooking can feel so hard at each stage and kind of go deeper on that. And then we'll look at why we need to push the easy button. And then we'll also explore like what becomes possible when you do choose the easy button for everyday meals. And then at the end, I'll share with you like how to actually go about doing it. So the story behind this episode is last week we completed the latest 21-day, it's called the 21-day Confident Cook Challenge. So a 21-day cooking class with my students. And I was just blown away. Well, actually everyone in the group was so blown away by how easy, actually I wasn't blown away by this, but they were, how easy healthy meals can be. And actually someone had posted in the group, Paula, and she said, who knew that spending so little time in the kitchen could be so much fun and taste so good? So I was just thinking about like, I know this is true, like how easy meals can be so delicious and not hard, and how, like healthy meals can be so easy to pull together, but the rest of the world doesn't. So it's like, okay, I need to record a podcast episode to share this and actually let more people know that this is an option for you guys. So first port of call is to look at the three stages of cooking mastery. So the three stages are, and just as I'm talking through this, like think about where you currently at in your cooking journey. First stage, of course, is the non-cooks. So people who either hate cooking or just have zero interest in doing it or zero experience in doing it. So you know you're a non-cook if you like feel, when you think about going into the kitchen, it makes you feel a bit uncomfortable. And you pretty much, you know, you survive on restaurant meals and ready meals and basically anything that doesn't involve cooking. That's if you're a non-cook. The next stage of cooking mastery is the recipe cook. And so you know you're a recipe cook when, yes, you can make stuff, but in order to do it, you have to check a recipe first. So you can't just walk into the kitchen and go, oh, I've got some broccoli and some chicken. I'm going to make this, you know, I'm going to make whatever. You go, okay, I've got broccoli and chicken, and you're Googling broccoli and chicken, or you're looking through cookbooks and finding, bookmarking recipes, or you're doing both, but you don't feel comfortable. And if there's a recipe, but you don't have the ingredient, then you have to run out and get the ingredient because you don't feel confident being able to substitute. So that's the recipe cooks. Although like you can be like completely glued to recipes, and some people are like, they're able to substitute a little bit, but they still need that comfort of a recipe to do that. And this is certainly how I learned to cook, like was by following recipes. It's nothing wrong with recipes. I love them. I write them. I read a lot of cookbooks. Like, so it's a great stage to be at. And then the final stage is the intuitive cook. And so, you know, you're an intuitive cook when you have that ability to just, you have some ingredients and you go, oh yeah, I could do this and this. And you like, it's no problem to pull a meal together without much effort. Like you can just look in the fridge and go, oh yeah, there's some kale, there's some, I've got some boiled eggs, like I've got some of my anchovy elixir or got some mayonnaise, and you can just pull something together and quickly. And when you're an intuitive cook, there are maybe still be times where you are reading recipes, and there may be times where you even do follow recipes, but it's kind of, you're just using it as inspiration and a guide. You're not like, oh, I have to follow it through to the letter, and you're not stressing out about, oh, hang on, what do they mean here? Like you're just using that as an idea rather than, yeah, following it to the letter. So they're the three stages. I want you to just pause and think now, like, where are you at in your cooking mastery journey? And now we're going to move on and explore like why cooking feels hard in each of these stages. So when you're a non-cook, cooking feels hard, of course, because you don't know how to do it. Like, tends to be a lot of negative self-talk around cooking. So that makes you feel even worse. Like you'll be telling yourself, oh, I'm stupid in the kitchen, or I don't know what I'm doing, or it's such a chore. I hate that it even like exists. And of course, when we don't know how to do something, or we don't feel good at, we don't feel like we're confident in a skill, of course we don't like it. Like as adults, like when we're kids, we don't stress about it so much. But when we're adults, like if we don't feel like we're good at something, we definitely have a lot of resistance to doing it. So that's why cooking feels so hard when you're in the non-cook stage. It's actually not your lack of skills that's a problem. It's the mindset that goes around it, and the expectations that you have around cooking may not match like what cooking actually can be. So that's if you're a non-cook. If you're a recipe cook, of course, cooking feels hard because you're just glued to recipes. Like you have to find your recipe. You have to get the ingredients. If you're doing a meal plan, you have to like write out your shopping list first, and you don't have that ability to just go and go to the markets and just buy what looks good and then figure it out later. Like you have to have all your ducks lined up in a row. So, and that feels hard because it takes a lot of energy and time. Like even if you're just trying to do a quick Google search, it's still another like couple of minutes. Even if you find a recipe really quickly that's going to suit your criteria, it's still a couple of minutes that between like an extra step that you have to take between deciding that it's time to make something and you actually getting in and starting to prepare the food. So that's when you're a recipe cook, cooking feels hard because you're trapped in this like recipe land. And cooking feels hard because you have to find the right recipe that has the ingredients that you have. And if you don't have the ingredients, you know what you have to do. And that has, you know, cost and time implications as well. And I think like one of the things to remember with recipes is that so many recipes in the world are created. Most of the recipes that we see are created by chefs, or like celebrity chefs. And if you're a chef, like you've got a team of assistants. So you are not living the real world of like having to actually chop your own vegetables. Like you've got your kitchen crew that are doing these things. And then the other type of people that write cookbooks tend to be people who love cooking, right? The home cooks who love cooking. So you're either a chef or you're a home cook. And the people, home cooks who love cooking, they love being in the kitchen. So they're happy to spend 3 hours preparing dinner on a Tuesday night, like rather than just buying goat's cheese, actually getting some goat's milk and making their own cheese, like adding these extra steps in because they love cooking, right? And so recipes that are out in there in the world, yeah, and of course there are some people that do write simple things, but the majority of recipes that we have access to are from these people. Like these are the what we're getting exposed to. And so that because of we're getting complicated recipes, that makes it feel really hard. Just a quick break to say thank you for listening to Joyful Eating. I don't run ads on the podcast, so the only way this podcast grows is by word of mouth. So if you've received value from my work, I'd be so grateful if you took a few seconds to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. I appreciate you. Now back to the show. And then the third type for the intuitive cooks, why cooking can feel hard is that just when you're an intuitive cook, you have a human brain, and humans have this like tendency to complicate things. So when we walk into the kitchen, even if we are able to pull something together, like there's this thought error that more is better, right? And so, you know, I need layers of flavor, or we have an expectation of what goes into making a delicious meal. So cooking can feel hard when you're an intuitive cook because you have these expectations. So it's another mindset thing. Like you have these expectations of what a meal should be. And one of the things that I think I've been really fortunate in is when I discovered minimalism and simplicity and I started simplifying my life way back in the day, probably getting on to 20 years now, at least 15, and actually challenging myself to simplify my cooking and down to a handful of ingredients, 5 ingredients at first, and now 3 ingredients. And by doing that, of course, my brain always wants to complicate things, but I've built that muscle of being able to simplify. And so that's why cooking feels easy. So if you're an intuitive cook, making it too complicated can feel hard, make it feel hard, right? So that's why cooking feels hard when you're in the different stages. There's different reasons. So why do we need to push the easy button? And the thing is, life is hard enough. We all have stuff going on. And what we eat has such a huge impact on how we feel, our ability to navigate life stresses, how we age, all those things. And when cooking feels hard and we're not cooking as much as we would like to be cooking, we're actually blocking ourselves from all the benefits that you get from being able to enjoy home-cooked meals. And so pushing the easy button is the trick that gives us that access to all the benefits that we get from beautiful, delicious home-cooked meals. Plus, when we push the easy button and cooking suddenly becomes one less chore that we're doing every day and actually becomes something fun, we get more me time, we get more fun time. And yeah, it's so worth doing. So what becomes possible when we press the easy button is that we get access to better quality food, we get access to better nutrition, which means that we have better health, that we have that vitality, that we feel better when we wake up in the morning, when we're going throughout day, we have that energy because we're nourishing ourselves in a way that feels really good. And then what else becomes possible is we have more me time when we push the easy button on the healthy meals, because first of all, we're not spending as much time in the kitchen to prepare a meal, but also the time that we are spending in the kitchen, because it's fun, it actually can feel like me time. It actually doesn't, you don't have to wait until dinner's over and you're sitting on the couch for me time to start. You can actually have access to me time when you walk into the kitchen and start preparing dinner, which is what I do. That's how I see it. Another benefit, what becomes possible when we push the easy button on everyday meals, is that we can feel more connection, to the people that we're cooking for, more connection to the interconnectedness of our ingredient suppliers, like being able to go to the farmer's market and know, oh yeah, this is Sid and he's got cows and pigs. That's where I get my beef and my pork from. Like having that connectedness with the world is really great, rather than it just being, and where your food comes from is another benefit of having easy, having an easy way to make healthy meals. And another, what else becomes possible? More joy in your life. Like it just feels so good to be nourishing yourself and taking care of yourself. Yeah. And of course the other, what else becomes possible is that you have more time for other things because you're not spent, if you've got an easy option for making dinner, you're not having to spend hours. If you're in and out of the kitchen in 10 or 15 minutes, that frees up your evening for other things or your day for other things. You also tend to save money as well when you have an easy option because you're using less ingredients, you're buying, there's less things to buy and you're having less trips to the store because you're able to use what you have. So there's so many benefits to pushing the easy button. So how do we go about doing it now that I've sold you on that idea? And basically what I recommend is just learning a simple framework for easy meals. And so I have a framework. It's my 3 ingredient framework. And that way you're not scrambling around trying to find recipes, and you have this by keeping the number of ingredients simple, small, that's the best way to make meals easy, because you can't complicate things when you've only got a couple of ingredients that you're using. And so the benefit of this, my 3 ingredient framework, is if you're a non-cook, it's going to give you that confidence of, yeah, I don't need to go and learn recipes and study at culinary school. If 3 ingredients, I can do that. It's going to give you that kind of confidence to get in and try and experiment with things. If you're a recipe cook, this 3 ingredient framework is going to give you that freedom to free yourself from recipes. And of course, if you want to have a cook with a recipe, you'll be able to, but you'll have this other option so that you can go to the farmer's market and just buy what looks good and pull something together. which is going to save you so much time and effort. And if you're an intuitive cook, like learning how to push the easy button, how that helps you is that it just gives you this permission to simplify, and it gives you this a framework to remind you, oh yeah, actually I don't need to have three different sides for a meal to be satisfying and have like 20 different ingredients. I can actually pull something together that is going to work and that's going to feel good. And so if this sounds good, if you're like, yes, Jules, I want to push the easy button, I'm ready, then I've actually got a free class coming up. So it's called The Two Unexpected Secrets to Be Able to Whip Up Something Healthy Without It Feeling Like Work or Looking at the Recipe Every Minute. And so I'm going to share with you my three-ingredient framework in that free class. So if you're interested, if that's sounding good, just check out the link in the show notes to get the details, and we can take it from there. And actually, if you can, I highly recommend turning up live to the class, because I am going to have a secret bonus for everyone who turns up live. So hope I get to see you in my cooking class. But if not, I will catch you next week. Okay, bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.